Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma found under the endocrine section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma. As a reminder, this is a complication of type 2 diabetes. Remember that the concentration of insulin required to prevent ketoacidosis is lower than the concentration required to adequately control glucose levels. And this is seen most commonly in older patients with concurrent cardiac and renal pathology. In terms of the presentation, there may be symptoms of shock, and on exam, one may note altered mental status and signs of dehydration, such as skin turgor and dry mucous membranes. And lastly, in terms of the prognosis, remember that this has a high mortality of up to 50%. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 67-year-old man with a past medical history of obesity and diabetes presents to the emergency department with fatigue. The patient has become more confused over the past several days and has been urinating profusely. His temperature is 99.0 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37.2 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 120 over 68. Pulse is 160 beats per minute. Respirations are 19 breaths per minute. And oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Physical exam is notable for a confused man with dry mucous membranes. He is unable to answer simple questions and is moving all extremities spontaneously. Which of the following is also likely to be found in this patient? And the answer choices are Choice 1, blurred vision. Choice 2, meningeal symptoms. Choice 3, seizures. Choice 4, tremulousness. Or Choice 5, unilateral weakness. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, blurred vision. This patient is presenting with a history of diabetes and current symptoms of confusion, increased urination, tachycardia, and dry mucous membranes, suggesting a diagnosis of hyperosmolar hyperglycemic state. This is also known as hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma. Blurred vision can occur in this condition secondary to severe hyperglycemia. Type 2 diabetes mellitus occurs when the sensitivity to the tissues to insulin decreases, resulting in an elevated fasting blood glucose. Times of stress or infection, due to the action of cortisol and fuel-mobilizing hormones, and medication noncompliance can lead to severe hyperglycemia. This hyperglycemia can lead to diuresis and severe dehydration, which can subsequently cause hypotension, tachycardia, and altered mental status. It is not uncommon for these patients to have a blood glucose that can be 1,000 mg per deciliter or higher. Blurred vision is common in these patients and occurs secondary to the high blood glucose levels. Glucose enters the lens, causing an osmotic pool of water into the lens, leading to lens swelling and blurry vision. The treatment of HHS is first administration of fluids, correction of metabolic abnormalities, and once the patient is rehydrated, insulin. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. Meningeal symptoms could be seen in meningitis, which would present with the fever, headache, photophobia, and a positive Koenig or Brzezinski sign, as well as a jolt accentuation of the headache. Meningitis typically does not cause a severely altered mental status. Choice 3. Seizures are a potential complication of hyponatremia, hypernatremia that is treated too rapidly, or alcohol withdrawal. It is not a common complication of HHS unless there are severe underlying metabolic derangements. Choice 4. Tremulousness is common in alcohol or benzodiazepine withdrawal. However, it is not a common complication of HHS unless there are severe underlying metabolic derangements. Choice 5. Unilateral weakness is suggestive of a stroke, which can present with dysarthria, unilateral weakness, and an asymmetric smile. Patients suspected of having a stroke should promptly have a non-contrast head CT performed and subsequently be given tissue plasminogen activator if there are no contraindications. Finally, a bullet summary. Blurred vision from lens swelling can be seen in hyperosmolar hyperglycemic state. That's all for this review about hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.